With Montana News, I'm Mary Ault. Native Americans in Montana and their allies are concerned that they are losing influence and representation during this year's state legislative session controlled by Republicans. Bills that sought to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day were tabled in committee. Funding for two state health positions dedicated to Native American communities were cut. The only Native American member of the state's Human Rights Commission wasn't retained. State Senator Shane Morjo, a Democrat and one of 11 Native Americans in the legislature, says it has been a, quote, nightmare, unquote. Republicans said any suggestion of discrimination is absurd. The dean of University of Montana's College of Humanities and Sciences has resigned after 8 months on the job. Larry Hufford stepped down last week. The Daily Montanan reports Hufford told colleagues in an email that UM's budget environment prompted his resignation. The College of Humanities and Sciences has seen budget cuts totaling nearly 25% in 5 years. UM spokesperson Dave Kuntz says the university is also considering another cut to the program, but that decision is not final. He adds the College of Humanities and Sciences will always be one of UM's foundational cornerstones.
But there are trends that are real, and we need to make sure that our budgets are allocated to ensure that we're putting money where there's growth and ensuring that those trade-offs are appropriate.
Three associate deans will lead the program while UM searches for an interim dean. Montana's Lewis and Clark County will lift all COVID-19 related restrictions except its mask mandate on Friday. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the health board's decision comes as more communities consider peeling back or amending some health orders as COVID-19 cases have fallen.
The Lewis and Clark City County Board of Health will pull back restrictions on the number of attendees at events, hours of operation for businesses, and capacity limits at bars, restaurants, distilleries, breweries, casinos, gyms, and fitness centers. People over the age of 5 are still required to wear face masks in any indoor space open to the public and some outdoor public spaces where physical distancing cannot be maintained. Lewis and Clark County health officials say the decision to lift certain restrictions was based on meeting thresholds for 6 weighted factors, including healthcare capacity, case investigations, and community compliance. In February, Republican Governor Greg Gianforte lifted the statewide mask mandate and capacity limits and curfews on all businesses, though some jurisdictions kept their local health orders. On Friday, the Gallatin City County Health Board will decide whether to relax limits on group gatherings after last month lifting the 10 p.m. curfew on businesses that served alcohol. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
An emergency winter homeless shelter in Missoula that's also hosting coronavirus vaccine clinics will remain open through the end of April after receiving a grant from a human services organization. The shelter, in a refurbished warehouse, had been scheduled to close at the end of March. Advocates said that could have left people exposed to dangerously cold conditions with the winter not over. An average of 120 people per night have been using the Johnson Street shelter. It held its first vaccination clinic this week, with about 30 people getting their shots, and another clinic is scheduled soon. The Montana House today offered its support to a bill that would create a commission to study whether to permanently revoke regulations suspended during the coronavirus pandemic. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Under House Bill 158, the commission of lawmakers, state agency officials, business figures, and other members of the public would meet at least quarterly and develop policy recommendations ahead of the next legislative session. Republican Representative Caleb Hinkle of Belgrade, the bill sponsor.
After the dismal treatment of businesses over the past year, I believe it is our duty to lessen the burdens in the future going forward.
The House approved the proposal on second reading along party lines. It will likely pass the House on Friday, then move on to the Senate. Bozeman Democratic Representative Kelly Cordom said members of his party wouldn't get enough say over commission membership. He also said the commission is unnecessary considering lawmakers are already introducing bills to alter coronavirus-impacted regulations. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
85 veterans today received the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Glasgow, Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio News's Rachel Kramer reports the shots were part of nearly 10,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine distributed by Montana Veteran Affairs since December.
The Montana VA healthcare system, which is leading a national pilot program to bring COVID-19 vaccines to rural veterans, flew the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from the Fort Harrison Medical VA Center in Helena to a clinic in Glasgow early Thursday morning. Dr. Gregory Normandin, Associate Chief of Staff for Montana VA, says this was their first clinic with a single-shot vaccine.
There's guys that drove down from Scobey and Wolf Point and, you know, long distances. The one and done is critical for them to know, okay, if I'm going to miss work, it's just one day of work. If I'm going to have to make this drive, it'll just be a single there and back.
Normandin says having the Johnson & Johnson vaccine also makes it easier for the VA team to organize one clinic rather than plan to return 28 days later to give the second shot.
That opens up the opportunity for us to go somewhere else and provide vaccine to a different portion of the state.
The Montana VA has set up COVID-19 clinics in 12 communities across the state since December. Out of 47,000 enrolled veterans, more than 14% have received at least one dose of the two-shot Moderna vaccine. The VA says it will continue to host vaccination events until all veterans who want a vaccine are immunized. Montana VA healthcare system staff will call each enrolled veteran to schedule an appointment. Veterans not enrolled in VHA healthcare are encouraged to call to find out if they are eligible. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.